Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt dictating a doctor report on Veronica Bailey, date of birth 7/15/1970, date of procedures June 19, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt. Your referring physician is, leave that blank. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening and surveillance, comma, weight loss, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, while explained to the patient. Patient is brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated lumbar video colonoscope was introduced.
I love the grilled chicken for how juicy it is. It has that perfect smoked flavor and the crunch of the pickle and the sweet beaker.
Into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice of the fecal valve complex with a full tray. Terminal arm was intubated and evaluated. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, sphenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum period. Retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston Bell Prep scores graded 7, 2-3-2, stomach prep. Patient side procedure well without any complications. Findings. The terminal in, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line. Boston Bell Prep scores graded 7, 2-3-2, comma, good prep. Next line. There were 2 diminutive rectal sessile polyps from cold biopsy polytectomy. Next line. There was a splenic flexure, approximately 10 millimeter, sessile polyps removed, cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a transverse colon, approximately 8 millimeter, sessile polyps removed, cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a splenic flexure, polypoid lesion, approximately 5 centimeters in size, at 60 to 65 centimeters from the anal verge that was previously tattooed. In 2022, comma, cold biopsies were obtained of the lesion for further evaluation histology. Next line. There was an ascending colon, approximately 10 millimeter sessile polyp from a cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was an ascending colon, approximately 10 millimeter sessile polyp from a cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a hepatic flexure sessile polyp, approximately 8 millimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were 2 transverse colon sessile polyps. One was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, and the other was approximately 7 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding, as well as hypertrophied anal papillae. Plan follow a biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend delete recommend. We'll send pathology for stat evaluation. Pending findings of the lesion, we'll decide on whether patient needs colorectal surgery plus oncology versus advanced endoscopic evaluation at OH care. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.